This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It is Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Did you know skin issues are the number one reason people take pets to the vet?
Really? I thought it was vaccinations.
We have a dermatologist on, Dr. Tom Lewis, who actually specializes in this, so he knows all about it. Hi, doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Very good. So what kind of issues are we talking about?
You know, the number one problem dermatologists see and general practitioners see in animals, both dogs and cats, is related to skin, primarily allergy. And the allergy will cause not only the obvious rashes and itchy skin, but we'll see it affect the ears as well. And most dogs and cats who have reoccurring ear issues are also related to the underlying allergy.
Oh, okay. So that's like that. What do they call that? That stinky ear that my dog gets?
Cauliflower ear?
No. Well, no. It's escaping me. But you can smell their ears, and it smells horrible.
People say it smells like yeast.
Yeast.
And so forth.
Yes.
And in fact, yeast and staph both have certainly the potential to make a lot of allergic inflamed skin worse. But traditionally or typically, the infections are like gas on the fire. It's important to deal with those infections, but it's even more important to deal with the underlying cause at the root, which usually is the allergy.
So what can we do to reduce the incidence of dermatological problems?
You know, it starts with a good exam, and one of the challenges sometimes when our patients are nervous or anxious or stressed out, it's hard to look at that skin. So we dermatologists schedule extra time for the appointment. It allows us to go slow throughout the process, build trust with the patient. If the patient's hiding behind the owners and struggling to get away, it's really hard to get a good look at that skin. And then from there, based on what we see physically, the clinician will come up with the list of concerns that we have and discuss with the owners some of the ways to treat whatever we're suspecting.
I have some food that I feed my dogs and cats, this food that talks about healthy skin. Is that a marketing concept, or is that something that I should buy into?
A little bit of both. There's no question that diet is important with skin, and certainly a poor quality food with a low percentage of fatty acids is not going to treat the skin well. Having said that, many of the good quality brands have sufficient levels of fatty acids. We see value sometimes with prescription products when we're trying to diagnose and treat a food allergic animal. Unfortunately, many of the over-the-counter foods, even some of the big famous products, are not necessarily as pure as their labels claim. And with food allergy, we're worried very much about the particular individual ingredients. So in those cases, we'll use prescription products. Having said that, we see more value. Some of the other basic supportive care of skin, I think you'll see as much or more value with frequent baths, for example, as you will with extra fatty acid supplementation or specialty diets.
We are with Dr. Tom Lewis. He is a dermatologist, specializes in dermatology, and in fact is the founder of Dermatology for Animals Clinic. And that is, where is that? That's in all over, isn't it? Mesa and Tucson, several clinics?
Yes. Yeah, we have several offices, primarily in the West with a few offices in the Northeast.
Yeah. You mentioned environmental. You mentioned food allergies, environmental allergies, parasites. Can stress cause skin problems?
I think stress, my experience is that stress is rarely the cause of the skin disease, but it sure can make it worse. There are, you know, if we have an allergic itchy dog who is also anxious, I feel that does make the overall sensation of that itch worse in that case. There's another disease called acrylic granuloma, which is really primarily induced by stress, where a dog, especially an anxious dog, will repetitively lick an area on his leg and create sometimes some just horribly deep infected lesions, which can be really a long-term battle to resolve.
You are also a fear-free veterinarian. Tell us a little bit about your fear-free experience. Does it help you do a better job at what you do?
The reason it so much does, because again, if our patient is struggling to get away, we just can't do a proper exam. And the owner picks up on that experience as well. And so much of what we do in dermatology really is done by the owner. There's so much home care involved with successfully treating a dog or a cat with a skin problem. So if the owner's distracted, you know, it just doesn't go as well. In that fear-free or reduced fear environment, the owner is more able to focus on the discussion we're having. We're able to do a better job of examining our patient, looking inside the ears, which again is such a common place for the allergy to manifest, and sometimes can just lead to significant, horrible pain and discomfort for our patients. So getting all of that in a relaxed, fear-free session, which is not easy, is something we strive to do.
I so do appreciate you spending time with us today and telling us a little bit about the skin problems that our animals face.
Well, it was my pleasure.
If you want to learn more, is there a website where your clinic is?
We are dermatologyforanimals.com.
And we'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet. And we, of course, encourage you to visit fearfreepets.com and fearfreehappyhomes.com. Again, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet. Thank you, Doc.
You're very welcome.
Take care now.
Have a good day.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified fear-free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.